The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 19th of July, 2008. The Rosetta Stone was discovered on this day in 1799 by French soldiers in the town of Rosetta, just north of Alexandria in Egypt. It was a tablet inscribed with a proclamation honoring Ptolemy V, carved in three alphabetic systems, hieroglyphic, demotic, and Greek, and it served as the key to decoding Egyptian hieroglyphics, which had puzzled archaeologists up to that time. It's now on display at the British Museum in London. It was on this day in 1848, a convention on women's rights was held at Seneca Falls, New York, organized by Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, which called for women to have all of the rights and privileges of citizenship in the United States. It was the beginning of the organized women's rights movement in this country on this day in 1848. It's the birthday of the man who brought Starbucks to street corners everywhere, Howard Schultz, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1953, grew up in the housing projects there. His father was a cab and truck driver. Schultz went to college, went to work for the Xerox Corporation, and then he became a salesman for a Swedish housewares company, which sold coffee-making equipment to Starbucks, which at the time did not operate coffee houses. They were a wholesaler of coffee beans, sold them to retail stores and through mail order. Howard Schultz was in Milan in 1983. He was at an espresso bar when he got the idea for Starbucks. He started his own espresso bar in Seattle called Il Giornale. And then when the Starbucks company came up for sale in 1987, he bought it and he built it. Starbucks now has over 16,000 stores in 45 countries. Howard Schultz, who remembered his cab driver father who was unable to provide health insurance for his own family, and so Starbucks provides health insurance, dental, eye care insurance, even for part-time employees. It's the birthday of George McGovern, born in Avon, South Dakota, 1922, son of a Methodist minister. He became a bomber pilot in World War II, flew 29 combat missions in a B-24 before his plane was badly damaged over Vienna and his navigator was killed, survived a crash landing in the Adriatic Sea, won a Distinguished Flying Cross before returning for five more missions. Though his parents were Republicans, McGovern ran for Congress and was elected as a Democrat, and in 1968 emerged as a leading opponent of the war in Vietnam. And it's the birthday of the French Impressionist Edgar Degas, born in Paris, 1834, a painter of ballet dancers, and then, after he lost his eyesight in one eye and most of it in the other, he took up sculpture, what he called a blind man's art. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, Up Against the Sea. At the foot of the cliff, the sea is taking back what it left there long ago, and the landowners have made a barricade of three old cars between low and high tide and loaded them with so many river stones they've been weighed down below their springs, below their shock absorbers. The waves are breaking over the side panels on blurred teenage graffiti, and barnacles and tougher limpets have made themselves at home on mats and cushions, on the salt versions of vinyl and rust. The sea is welcoming all of them, as ever, as passengers at the end of a lover's leap, at the beginning of a joyride, down an old lover's lane again. A poem by David Wagner, Up Against the Sea, from A Map of the Night, published by University of Illinois Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.